God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You can be in prayer, speaking in tongues, reciting scripture, and something runs across your mind that you're embarrassed to have run across your mind. Satan will reach back, grab an old relationship, an old action that you thought you were free of, and run it right past your mind that'll stop your prayer and tempt you to call the person. Now, you've been dancing and shouting, and it took 3 ushers to wrap you and 2 deacons to catch you. And you go home, and that thing comes right back to your mind. And here's what you'll do. You'll start, Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I bind you. And Satan says, it ain't my fault. All I did was fly over. You grabbed it. All that bird did was fly over. You nested it. Why? Because the mind has not yet been converted. The soul's been converted, but the mind has not been converted. It still yields to the devil. So how do you know? Because what's in the mind comes out in 2 ways, the mouth and the action. You cannot separate the two. As a man thinketh, so my question today, what's your thought life? What is your thought life as a Christian? Well, you know, Pastor, God don't want us, you know, people say, God don't want us in church 24 hours a day. Why not? Why not? People go to the bar as soon as it's open and stay till it closes. You don't come to church as soon as we open the door and leave after we close. You come in for a sanctified hour, hour and a half. So for some of you right now, I've been preaching too long. And in your mind, you've already shut me off, and you're thinking about dinner this afternoon. You're thinking about coming to church tonight. You're thinking about everything else, and that's spoken by faith. Now why? I'm not faulting you. But I can't expect you to turn into spiritual thinking giants in one day when all week long you've been processing the bills, the children, the spouse, the job, the car is on its last leg, the electric company sent you warning number 5, and you know that if I can just hold on for another month and a half, I'm going to have 4 months where they can't shut me off. If I can send them... If I can send the electric company the water bill payment and then mix it up, if I can just wait till December, I got from December till May. So that's on your mind. All these things run through your mind. Then you come into the house of God, and then I've got to preach your mind free. And it ain't going to happen. So Paul said, just like your mind, your body has been submitted to God and your soul has been saved. Listen, you got to save your mind because that's where faith works. Watch, this is how you know. Because Jesus says over in Mark's gospel, here's what Jesus says. He said, have faith in God. Okay, have faith in God, not in the preacher, not in the pastor, not in the doctors. Listen, doctors, I thank God for them. I see them regularly. But you can't put your faith in them. You have hope that they know what they're doing. But it's funny, every time you turn around, there's a new breakthrough. How many years did people say, if you take the pink sweetener, you can get cancer? Because saccharin causes cancer. How many years did you hear that? Years. Just last year, a group of scientists came together and said, saccharin doesn't cause cancer. So now you don't know. artificial sweeteners are wrong. Then they come out. Well, as long as you take them in moderation, you're okay. Then last year they came out with the greatest blasphemy of all time. They said bacon causes cancer. Now, at that point, I was done with scientists. Now I know y'all lying, because I know bacon causes deliverance. Don't tell me you don't feel happy when you eat a bacon. You eat bacon, you say, yeah. There's deliverance in that pig belly. Now, you omit a lot of things. Oh, well, you know, if you put your meat on a charcoal fire, the carcinogens are built up through the charcoal. And so now you don't use that anymore. Why? We always shift our lifestyle on everything people say. But when was the last time you shifted your lifestyle based on what God said? A person can come up that you don't even know. Don't know this person from a can of paint. He's a contractor. He's a roofing contractor. He walks up, puts his ladder up on your house, climbs the ladder, looks at your roof, and says, you need a new roof. You ask the question, how much will it cost? If they say it's more than you can afford, you say, I don't need no roof. But if they say a price that's in your budget, you'll say, when can you start? Now, at no time did you say, let me check it, or let me get somebody else. So the government stepped in and said, Jesus was not making this a metaphor. You can't say, oh, well, I got a mountain of problems. And Jesus says, speak to that mountain. No, you don't. You can't have a mountain of problems if you do what James says and cast your burdens upon him. If you keep casting, then you don't. That molehill never becomes a mountain. Jesus was talking about a literal hunk of rock. He said, if you have this kind of faith where your mind and your words are speaking together, the mountain has to move. Amen. Then he goes on to say, you will have what you say. I can't make it. You won't make it. I'm going to fail. You going to fail. I'm going to be alone forever. You going to be alone forever. And it doesn't always mean that you're going to have a spouse, but God can give you a good brother or a good sister. All you need is one. You don't need a whole lot of friends. All you need is one. You won't be alone. The point I make is, the just live by faith. And how do we know? By your confession. You can't keep the curse going because you heard it all your life. You heard so much negative all your life. You're not going to be any good. You're not going to accomplish anything. You're going to be a failure. My husband ain't no good. He's going to leave me. All this. Nothing is irreparable to God. All things are possible. Success is possible. Say that. Say it again. See, now the devil will tell you that you can't be successful because you are Hamite, and he's got you thinking the curse of Ham is yours. No, it's not. I'm born again. Whatever curse was on me is gone. I'm not of the line of Ham anymore. I'm of the line of Judah. I'm not a Hamite. I got the blessings of Abraham. I've got the seed of God flowing in me. The blood of Jesus is washing me. The Holy Spirit is energizing me. How can I not be successful when I've got the deck stacked against the devil? I'm no longer walking around with a pair of twos. I got a royal flush. I win every time I get up out the bed. That's why the devil don't want you to get up. There's a phrase in Latin called carpe diem. Literally, it means seize the moment. But we've made it seize the day. I don't have any problem with that. But because of faith and the changing of my mind, I get out of my bed every morning and say, this day is mine. I ain't losing anything today but what I don't need. So, Father, show me the things that need to be cut off. And then energize me to cut them off. I don't need God to prune me. I just need him to show me what needs to be pruned. And by the Holy Spirit and the Word, I prune myself. Amen. I'm not sitting around, all right, if the Lord don't move it, it ain't going to get moved. No. When he shows it to you, cut it off. I had problems with my temper. It's genetic. My daddy had problems. My brother has problems. We all have problems with our temper. It's a genetic thing in us Lambert men. But I knew God didn't like it. I justify it by saying, the Bible said, be angry, but sin not. I made sure I didn't sin, and I took that to mean don't cuss and carry on. But I would throw chairs against the wall. And in my therapy, my counselor said, well, what do you do with your anger? I said, I hold it in. She said, don't do that. She said, get rid of it. I said, well, I can't do that. I'm a pastor. She said, well, you can find another way to do it. I said, you know what I did? I went out and got baseballs and threw them at trees. There's no spiritual way to deal with it. There's no demon of anger where I can get 27 pastors to put their hand on me until that thing come off. Knowing me, I probably get mad at the 27 pastors for putting their hand on me. So by faith, I had to find a way where I wouldn't hurt anybody else. And I bought a whole box of balls, and I went outside and just beat the tree to death. The tree was going, ow, Eric, stop. What you doing? Trees talk like they did in Oz. They talk. And it was funny because she told another patient, she said, well, get yourself some glasses from the dollar store. Because she asked her, she said, what do you feel like doing when you get it? She said, I feel like taking a glass and just throwing it down the step. She said, get yourself a box of glasses from the dollar store and then stand at the top of the basement step and just throw them. And she did. And she got delivered. And she didn't have a problem with anger anymore. And see, some of you sitting right in here right now, faith is an action. Not only is it a noun, it's a verb. And you're holding on to stuff because in your mind, you're trying to justify it spiritually. I take authority over this spirit. See, there's no spirit to take authority of. Some things that you fight with are genetic. And you have to make a decision that you're not going to let it run your life. I don't have a problem with it anymore. It's gone. Because in my mind, I say, God, there has to be a way. And he put this person in my life who helped me. And where did they address the effort? To my mind. Your soul is saved. Your body is not saved. It's sanctified. But your mind needs to change.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10517P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.